announced it was really terrific.
Yeah, and the reviews aren't too bad either. Here, look. There's even a picture of me conducting the orchestra.
Yeah, that's a wonderful likeness of the back of your head. Well, you certainly are in a jolly mood.
Yeah, well, why not? One critic called me the bald Bernstein of Boulder. On top of that, we raised over $30,000 for the new Boulder Children's Hospital.
Well, I wish I was doing that well. I promised to raise $1,000, but looking for this new job has just taken up all my time. Maybe I'll dress up as a Girl Scout and go door to door. I worked when I was 12.
I think I was sleep jogging and I locked myself out.
How did you do that?
Well, I guess kind of like this. Ready, set, dream.
Idiot delight.
Deja vu.
Oh no, it's Boulder Pop.
What a wonderful evening. That was incredible. I mean, Beverly Sills singing and everything. Couldn't you tell it was me, the one in the back going, "Woo! Get down, Mama!" Well, you know, sometimes I can really be irrepressible. I don't know why.
Whoa. Oh, look, it guessed my weight.
Ah, well. I really should be going. I've got to show my picture to the rest of Boulder.
And I'll keep making phone calls for donations. I haven't even raised enough money to pay my phone bill.
Oh, don't worry, honey. You'll raise the money somehow.
I hope so.
I'll have to disguise the back of my head so I can slip by the groupies. Chitella.
Ah, oui, 400. Allora, allora.
Min.
Oh,
why didn't you tell me that you needed money? I mean, you could have anything I own except my lips because those are rented.
Oh, that's sweet, Mark, but the money's not for me. It's for the new children's hospital.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can get money just by asking for it?
Well, some people donate money to others if they think the cause is worthy enough.
Oh, like Abscam.
Do you really believe that you took this as a loan? No, I just thought it was a Christmas gift.
No, not quite. See, it's called charity. People raise money in different ways, and then they donate it to people who they feel are in need. Like, remember the telethon we saw the other night?
Oh, that was wonderful, especially when Monty Hall sang, "Bess, she is my woman now."
Yes. Well, people were donating money to that charity.
Oh. Man, I'll never understand you earthlings, boy. I mean, sometimes the lights are on and nobody's home. You know what I'm saying? You got one wheel in the sand there. I mean, we organs ask for money, boy. We're out, we right away. Bang, all right, the institution in a little rubber room going, boing, boing.
Okay, boing, boing. Well, caring people here like to help others.
Well, Mind, I care, and I want to help.
Well, I wish you could, Mark. I've got to have those donations in by Friday. As a matter of fact, I've got to start making phone calls right now.
Oh, Mind, it shouldn't take that long because you won't have to raise that much money. I mean, just building a children's hospital only has to be about this high.
Mindy's cats. Come on now. I'm going to stay on here till you give. Come on now. Come on, little Tommy.
Why am I here? What are you doing to me?
No, let's go now. Here we go. I'd like to make my first guess right now. But first, hi. Don't be afraid of me. No, shh.
You know, but these kids, can I say one thing?
All right, here's my first guess right now. Let's bring in a wonderful group of people. But first, I want to say, how much money have we raised? Diddly. Okay, let's keep going. Let's thank all these young people today. Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll be coming right around now. We're going to collect a lot of money here. Thank you all.
Hey, isn't he terrific, ladies and gentlemen?
Mark, what are you doing?
I'm doing a telethon to raise money for Mindy's kids.
Oh, that's real nice. You're scaring away my customers. If you keep this up, Mindy's going to be raising money for me. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Here, I'll turn in my tie. I...
Excuse me, sir. You mind if I mope here, or is this a no-moping section?
No, kid, sure. Sit down. Hey, you know something? You got a great approach there, kid. But you sure got a lot to learn about fundraising.
You know how to raise money?
Oh, I'm a professional from back east. I raise money every day of my life.
You do? How?
Give me a quarter, I'll show you.
Sure.
See? I just raised the quarter.
Boy, you're slicker than a Teflon banana peel. Oh, boy. I didn't even know what I was had. It was already in my ear. Now it's... Oh, whoo, sha, oh, wow, oh, 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 oh. Wow, how do you get a job like that?
I admire your thirst for knowledge, kid. I tell you what. In exchange for a percentage of everything you rake in, I teach you everything I know.
Last call for Aspen, Grand Junction, and Salt Lake City.
This is one of my favorite spots, you know. Lots of people coming through. Now, the first thing we do, we check petty cash. Nothing in those.
Nothing in mine either.
Hut hand, hut! Assume the fundraising position. Perfect. Now show me what you like.
Oh, gotcha. Watch this. Excuse me, Hare Krishna, Hare Lama. My name is Mark. I'm trying to raise money.
Who cares?
Excuse me. Was it something I said?
Oh, it's a rat race out there, kid. You want to raise funds, you got to give a performance. Here, watch a master at work, okay? Excuse me, ma'am. Could you please spare just a few pennies for a poor destitute soul who is trying to stave off the bitter bite of winter? It is not for myself, you understand, but for my son who is not... Oh, bless you.
Godfrey, I didn't know it was that bad. Here, take this. It's all I have. It's a picture of Robert Conrad. He didn't have a battery on his shoulder.
Oh, thank you very much, son.
I was just acting.
Oh, whoa, De Niro mover, raging bum.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, maybe it's better for you to use the flattery approach, you know? Oh. Butter them up.
Ooh, yeah, sounds kinky, but I'll give it a try.
Hello, baby. How are you? My name is Mark Jordan. I would like to design your jeans. Someone sprayed those on you, obviously, but you look beautiful. You know, you're a very, very beautiful woman. All I can say is that you must be so sweet, so, so sweet that I would bake a cake in your name. You know what I'm saying? How are you? How are you? Very, very nice to have met you. A bientôt, sweet. Oh, merci bien. Bless you, madame. Bless you. Enchanté. Enchanté.
What'd you get?
Oh,
the phone number.
I'll take that. I guess the best thing for you, kid, is just to kind of be yourself, you know? Say nothing. Just look for Teddy.
Perfect. Perfect.
What's the matter, brother? You down on your luck? Hey, could you use a little something to tide you over? Here, don't be ashamed. No nukes.
What'd you get? How'd you do? Kid, you were just great. You got what it takes.
And I'll take what you got. That's for tuition.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, is that a Romy in the School of Hard Knocks now?
Yeah, you bet, kid. This is just the beginning, too, remember?
Oh, boy. Is Mindy going to be proud of me, huh? Well, I'm going to build that hospital right from the bottom up.
Well, I hope asking for donations to the mill works a lot better for me than it did for John Anderson.
Who?
See what I mean?
Glenda, would you like to switch again or what?
No, I'm fine. You know, maybe this would be easier if I use a sponge. Oh, sorry. Mark took all our sponges down to the river and set them free.
Oh, gee, we've got to run. It's almost time for racquetball.
Do you think I'm going to like this as much as I did bowling?
Oh, it doesn't matter. The clothes are a lot cuter.
Bye, you guys. Thanks a lot for your help.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, back to work. No rest for the perky.
What's wrong?
I just swallowed a stamp.
Well, quick, swallow a letter.
Where did you get those clothes?
Bowery Brothers. It's a little boutique on Skid Drive. Oh, Min, boy, you're going to be so happy. Not only are we going to build a wing on that hospital, we're going to build a wing and a thigh.
Mark, what earth concept have you misunderstood this week?
No, I didn't misunderstand, Min. You're going to be so proud of me. I've mastered fundraising. Watch this. Watch this.
Give me a dollar.
Not bum, Min. No, it's an art form. Listen, I would have bought home more, except there are holes in my pocket, and I had to help some friends out, get them a little libation.
But that's panhandling.
No, Min, panhandling is what nurses do in the hospital. I'm an individualized self-help fundraiser.
I think I'm getting a headache real soon.
Oh, Min, you want me to buy me an aspirin?
Give me an aspirin.
Lord, begging isn't the right way to collect money.
Oh, Min. But my friend Godfrey said...
Oh, look at you. I can't... Oh, it's so humiliating. It's so embarrassing. I mean, now I really have a headache.
Well, I guess that means we won't be able to have dinner at the mission. Oh, it's too bad, man, because I've already selected a wonderful wine. Look, it says Mount Thunder Wazo. Oh,
come on, man. Come on. I like you. You're pretty.
Not yet, Mark.
Okay, Min.
Okay, now I'm ready. Mark.
Present.
No, really. I realize that you are a creature from outer space.
Creature's a little rough, isn't it, Min?
Not at the moment.
Why do I feel like I'm sitting next to Mount St. Mindy's?
That you are a creature from outer space, but there are certain things that even the blob wouldn't do.
I mean, what did I do wrong? I just want to raise money for your hospital.
I know, but begging in the bus station where all my friends could see you.
Well, it wasn't all your friends, man. It was just six of them. Besides, they were only good for $20.
You panhandled from my friends? Oh, I want to crawl under a rock.
Oh, Min, well, I mean, you did the same thing, and I was just a little bit more creative. What's the difference?
There's a big difference, Mork. In the first place, I wasn't asking for myself. I was asking for other people.
Well, so was I. Nee.
Oh. People at the bus station didn't know that.
Well,
panhandlers usually keep the money for themselves.
Oh, but my friend Godfrey, he's my mentor, too, Min. He said that you have to take a direct approach. We're going to build a new society where you don't have a middleman.
Your friend and mentor is a bum.
Oh, shattered illusion. No more, Mindy, no more. You've hurt me to the quick.
What I meant was, what your friend does is called begging. And on Earth, begging isn't exactly in. I mean, only derelicts beg.
Oh, man, but I thought everybody on Earth begged. I mean, in court, you beg for mercy. Politicians beg the issue. People beg off. I mean, and you teach your dog to beg, man.
Oh, Mork, it's not the same thing.
Beg your pardon?
I appreciate what you're trying to do, but begging just isn't right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Just don't do any more panhandling, okay?
Okay.
Good. Okay, now I got to get these in the mail. Look, while I'm gone, I think maybe you should glance over your Earth manual again. Only this time, try reading it. Don't just color the pictures.
Stand by, everybody. We're giving away free money here. Let me give you a dollar. Please, now, come on. Free money!
Pardon me, ma'am. Have a fistful of dollars. Take right in there. Don't worry about that. Se habla español? I can't even give this stuff away. Oh, where's a mugger when you really need him?
Excuse me, sir. Do you have any spare change?
No, I don't.
Well, now you do. Come here. There you go.
Thanks.
Oh,
well, hey, you're a saint.
Okay. Hey,
bless
this
you.
Fruitcake is giving away money.
We're in money.
Oh, that show's got bucks.
Hold it! Wait a minute, don't you dare! You didn't get... What?
going on here?
Well, I was just giving the money back. Isn't it beautiful?
Are you bonkers? You're supposed to take handouts, not give them away.
No, I know about that, but I've heard it's better to give than to receive.
Oh.
We should try it yourself,
Godfrey. No. Can't understand it. I did everything I could for you. I treated you like you were my own flesh and blood. I kicked you out of the house, I threw you in the gutter, and I made a bum out of you. Where did I go wrong?
It's only money.
Oh, that's like an Arab saying, it's only oil. Money's the most important thing in the world, don't you understand? It's much too valuable to give away.
If I knew you felt like that, I mean, whoa, I'm... Well, here, Godfrey. This is all I've got left. It's a McGovern Eagleton button.
Kid, I'm real disappointed in you. Godfrey, it's people like you that give bums a bad name.
Hiya, kid.
Min, it's my financial advisor.
Godfrey.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about you, Godfrey.
Thank you.
Come on in, Godfrey, make yourself at home. I'll put some newspapers on the couch.
No, don't bother. This ain't gonna take but a minute. You know, kid, earlier today I was sure you was the biggest sucker I'd ever met in my whole life.
Oh, shucks.
You know, after you left that bus station, I got to thinking... And I saw this little girl standing there crying because she was lost. Suddenly it hit me, you know, money don't mean nothing if I can change that little girl's life. Right then and there, I decided to make the big sacrifice.
What'd you do?
I give her a dime so she could call her mother. And I tell you, the look on that girl's face made me feel so good. I started thinking how good I feel if I could help a lot of kids, you know? So, yeah, that's be a hospital.
You're making a donation?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Godfrey, you have to let it go now.
Oh, this is very generous of you, Godfrey. Now I can almost make my pledge.
Almost? What do you mean, you're still short?
Only $40.
Oh, boy, this is going to be painful.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Oh, yay, a born-again bum. Come on. Don't spread that around, will you? I work too hard to get where I am. I'll be seeing you.
Oh, can I walk you to the gutter?
Excuse me. You ever thought of maybe taking on a little responsibility? You know, getting a job and kind of settling down.
Getting married. Raising kids. Send them through college. I did all that. That's how I got to be a bum.
Mark, calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mark, calling Orson. Come in, my favorite superior being.
Let's hear your report, Mark.
Yes, sir. And in the center ring, it's the incredible shrinking dollar. You can spend it, you can save it, you can waste it. But you can't take it with you, no sorry, Bobcat tail.
You've already made a report on money and how earthlings love to hoard it, Mort.
Oh, yes, sir. But you see, this week I learned about a very generous act called charity. See, sir, there's another side to the coin.
How about that for a nifty metaphor, huh, Beeb? Oh, my little Keats, little Shelley.
Get to the point, Mort.
Yes, sir. See, sir, charity is a concept whereby earthlings with money help those without it. It's kind of like a return investment where you may take a loss, but you reap a higher dividend.
I thought you told me that a fool and his money were soon parted.
Well, that's one saying, sir, but the other one is, it's better to give than to receive. That's why there's a Thanksgiving Day and not a Thanksgiving Day, sir. Most of all, sir, I learned that the buck starts right here. Till next week, sir. Nanu, nanu.